JM and the AM. Good morning, all. So even though we're in the midst of our fundraiser, as you saw yesterday and as you're about to see now, we do not stop helping others raise money for important causes. And sure enough, there is an important cause you want to bring to your attention. By the way, before we introduce our guests from the Chevra Gemach, this type of unique raffle that we're about to talk about is going to sound very familiar to our listeners because we did something similar and plan on doing something similar in the future. You may recall it was a 1 to 360, and when you registered for the raffle, it was determined how much your ticket would cost. Well, they have taken that concept at the Chevra Gemach, and they have put it on steroids, frankly. Not only have they increased the number of slots that are being offered for this raffle, but they have really, really stepped it up and justified it by providing some of the most unique and interesting and valuable gifts that you've ever seen to support a cause. You can go to Raise It, that's RAYZE.IT/heroes. For heroes, and the four is the number four. So it's Raise It, RAYZE.IT/heroes, the number four, heroes. Both Naftali Solomon and Tzvi Buckow are with us live via telephone to talk about this unique raffle and the Chevra Gemach. Gentlemen, a pleasure to welcome you to JM and the AM.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nathan. How are you?
I need one of you to remind this audience, because we've spoken about the Chevra Gemach before, but I need one of you to remind this audience what the Chevra Gemach is and why it's such a vital cause in our community.
So the Chevra Gemach is a sort of a division of Hatzalah, New York Hatzalah. It was started about 15 years ago. Myself, three others, Ari Weishai, Pilchik, and Robbie Letterman, the five of us run this Gemach. And what this Gemach is, it helps Hatzalah members, specifically and only Hatzalah members, mostly throughout the New York, Bergen, Philly area. We have branches throughout the United States and even abroad, South Africa, Amram Abbey Shemesh, soon to be coming to the UK. But what we do is we help Hatzalah members that have that are struggling financially. Listen, Hatzalah members are just like everybody else, like you and me. Everybody has issues with whether it could be Parnassa, tuition, whatever it may be, but we're there to help them. We have many, many different products that we help them with. Most notably is our interest-free loan. Besides that, we help them with Simchas before Yom Tovim, help with money. But very specifically, we have very unique relationships with other powerhouse Chesed organizations. RCCS, A Time, Misaskim, if God forbid, if a Hatzalah member with our families suffering from cancer, we help them with many different things. Same thing, struggling with infertility. And Misaskim, we have, you know, quite a number of Hatzalah members that have passed away over the years, and we help their almanas and Yisamim with many different things, whether it's fixing their boiler, helping with so many different things. So this Gemach has been around for 15 years. Baruch Hashem, we've been successful in helping Hatzalah members, not so much successful in raising money, which is why we're coming to you, Nachum, because we all know that you can either raise $1 or $1 million. That's correct, right?
Well, what it sounds like is that the Chevra Gemach is there for any Hatzalah member for any need they have. And you said this to me off the air, that it began as a, you know, financial assistance organization, but it's essentially become an effort where if someone is in any type of needy situation, and you just went through a whole list of them, if someone is a Hatzalah member and their family is in any type of needy situation, you feel the obligation, you and your committee, to step in and to either make that connection or lend the money or give the money in order to help solve the problem. And when you do that, Naftali, all of a sudden you realize that the budget has grown tremendously, because when you've gone from a financial assistance organization to trying to address every problem that Hatzalah families might have, you're talking about a large financial commitment.
That is absolutely correct. And to help with this, we created this raffle. It's not unique. Like you said, a few organizations have done it with you, but we took it to the next level. You had 360 tickets. We took it to 1,750 tickets, and that number is not random, because anybody knows the history of Hatzalah. Hatzalah was started in the late 60s by Rev Herschel Weber, who should be well. And that was actually his phone number, 718-387-1750, that number that a five-year-old kid knows by heart to call whenever there's a need in Klal Yisrael. That was actually Herschel Weber's home phone number that he gave out, and ultimately Hatzalah adopted. So 387-1750, 1750 is the number of tickets that were being sold. Once those 1750 tickets are sold, that's it. Now, this went live Sunday afternoon when Hatzalah had an expo in New Jersey. It went live, Baruch Hashem. As we're speaking, a few people have actually bought tickets. We're about 150 tickets were sold already. But what makes this raffle unique, absolutely unique, is the prizes. There are prizes that nobody has ever seen. Give you an example.
Top prize, Tuk Farm and Harazason.
Absolutely incredible. That has never been happened before. Maybe a little morbid, but still, that is something that's absolutely unique. Prize number two, which was also never happened before. The winner of this prize, they will be the core sponsor for the next Yerushalmi. I believe it's Erevin. The Talmud, the art school Yerushalmi that's coming out, I believe, January, February time, it will have your name on it, your dedication. That's just the tip of the iceberg. We have a 12-inch Sefer Torah, 2025 GMC Yukon. Not a lease. It's yours.
Oh, wow. That's pretty interesting. So let me just review this. Folks, if you go ahead and spin the wheel, take a chance, and commit to the Chevre Gamach raffle, you're going to end up donating somewhere between $1 and $1,750. But, as Naftali just mentioned, prizes include two kvarim, literally two plots on Harazesim, on the Mount of Olives, that's valued at $100,000. Dedication of an art school, Yerushalmi, I have to imagine, again, you're valuing it at what normally would go for $100,000. Third prize, a 12-inch Sefer Torah, again, something in the somewhere between $50,000 and $100,000. And as Naftali said, the fourth prize, the 2024 GMC Yukon, is not a leased car that you're going to be getting. It's an actual automobile that's going to be 100% yours. So what we've gotten used to over the years from different auctions, this is being handled very differently, I see. And in addition, by the way, we should mention, because we can't go through every prize, Naftali, but silver and trips and cash and so many other things are included also in the prize book, which everybody could see at the Raise It site if you want to see the Chevre Gamach prize booklet. So you made a commitment to do this in an enhanced fashion compared to other raffles, and you went ahead and did it. And so far, the reaction's been good. And now we just need another, 1,600 people to make sure to buy tickets and to participate in the raffle.
Yes, if you go to that website, the Raise It,
Heroes for Heroes,
there on the top, you'll see a clickable link for the prize book. I encourage you to take a look at it before you purchase anything. It's not for the faint-hearted. $1,750 is quite a bit, a little bit of a Russian roulette. But I believe, Bezal Hashem, once the prizes will be given out, which will be Hanukkah time, not only that, just something also unique, every day of Hanukkah, we will be giving out in the morning, totally aside from the regular raffle, but whoever purchases a ticket in the morning, a beautiful leather-bound Ketores with our logo on the back will be given out every single day of Hanukkah. And at night, a 1 ounce, one troy ounce gold coin, also stamped with Chevre Gamach's logo on it, and it's an absolutely stunning piece. And tonight I'll see you, I'll show it to you just so you can remind your listeners at a later date. But every single day, a gold coin, which is gold, was about $2,500, $2,600, will be given out. So I encourage everybody, click that wheel, spin it.
It's also important to know, when you swipe it, you get a ticket in every single raffle. You don't have to pick one or two.
It could be any one. One ticket gets you one prize. It could be any one of these. It's not like a regular Chinese auction. It's one ticket gets them into one prize.
There'll be 50 winners of the 1,750. There'll be 50 winners of those 50 top prizes. And again, just in addition, so I understand this, on Hanukkah morning, a leather-bound Pitamak Toras, and Hanukkah at night, every night, a gold coin that you're committed to as an additional prize if you are one of the 1,750 participants. Do I have that correct?
That is correct.
All right. So 50 prizes.
That dollar ticket is still available.
What's the lowest one you've sold so far? That was always our game over here.
$10.
So 1 through 9
and,
is...
And 1 through 9 is still available. And very most importantly, at the show, at this expo that was on Sunday, Rav Herschel Weber came. He started off literally the visionary that it started this whole thing that is in many, many different countries. He came, he bought a ticket, and he got one of the higher numbers.
That's not fair. That's amazing.
No good deed goes unpunished.
That's right.
I will tell you it's legit because Naftali had most of his family spin. Not one of them got below $1,100.
Oh, that's fantastic. You made thousands of dollars, thank God, for the Chevr Gamach on Sunday. Well, everybody out there, I guess the most enticing thing to let everybody know is that 1 through 9 is still available. But obviously, whether you are a big winner of one of the 50 prizes plus the 16 prizes that they're going to be giving away on Hanukkah or not, you are a big winner if you support the Chevr Gamach, because essentially they're helping. You'll see there on the website, they describe it. They are helping Hatzalah families in every possible way that they can. And if there's a need that a family has, they address it, whether it's solving it through financial means or through some type of connection. They do everything in their power to solve it. Now, everybody out there, you got to spin the wheel. And you may have the schus, the privilege of giving $1,750, or you might have the luck of donating $1 and establishing for yourself a ticket in all of these drawings for those 50 prizes. Go to the following website, RayzeIt, RayzeIt.it /heroes. For heroes, and it's number 4. So it's raise.it/heroes, the number 4, heroes. And of course, Avrami will include the link in the news story about this historic conversation with our guests. Gentlemen, anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, 2 last points, if you don't mind. First of all, even if you hit $1,750, you can pay it out. There's please make sure you check that mark, pay it out over installments. Just so in case you do that, and obviously it's absolute Meister money, but
that may be the most important piece of information there. I mean, someone could pay it in what number of installments? That might entice people to actually participate.
There's a button there. There's a check mark there that you can check before you put your credit card information in to pay it out over, and it tells you the amount of money each month.
Oh, wow.
Somebody just emailed me now. They got $1,518, and he's paying it out $48.97 a month for the next 6,000 years.
Well, so not 6,000, but for a good number of months, that's handleable. That's really
good. That is correct.
I like that.
Manageable. But here's another important point. The person that actually gets $1,750, that ticket automatically wins one of those gold coins. So if you hit that $1,750, you've already made money.
Oh, boy. Feel bad for the guy who gets $1,749, but after all, how could you feel bad when they're supporting such a good cause? Help the Chevr Gamach by winning some prizes, hopefully. Raise.it, RAYZE.IT/heroes for heroes. The 4 is the number 4, heroes for heroes. Naftali Solomon and Tzvi Buckow, congratulations on yet another interesting concept and helping out so many Hatzalah families. I hope the campaign is a very, very successful one.
Thank you. I'm Main Nachum. Thank you so much.
More coming up. You're listening to a Tuesday morning edition of JM in the AM.